Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace and blessings of Allah to all of you, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. I seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the stone. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Before I deal the Quranic ayahs related to parents and children relationship, in Surah Al-Hadid 57:20, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ وَالزِّينَةٌ وَتَفَاقُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارِ نَبَاتُهُ ثُمَّ يَهِجُ فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَمًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٌ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Surely know this worldly life is a play and amusement and adornment of boast and boasting between yourself and the multiplication in wealth and children is as like a rain, its aid amazes the farmers. Disbelievers, then it grows, then you see that it turns yellow, then it becomes broken into fragments. And in the hereafter, there is a severe punishment and forgiveness and pleasure from Allah. And the worldly life is nothing except the commodity of enjoyment delusion. So in this ayah, Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la tulhikum amwalukum wala awladukum an dhikrillah. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَهُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Oh, you believe, let not your wealth and your children distract you about the remembrance of Allah. And whosoever does that, then they are those who are the losers. Further in Surah Saba 34 and 37, وَمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ عِنْدَنَا زُلْفَى إِلَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ جَزَاءُ الضِّعْفِ بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَهُمْ فِي الْغُرَفَاتِ آمِنُونَ. And neither your wealth and nor your children can bring you in the nearness to us, except who believes and do correct deeds. So they are those whom there is multiplied reward for what they did, and they are those who are in the secure rooms. In this Surah Al-Isra 1764, وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِسَوْتِكَ وَأَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكَ وَرَجِلِكَ وَشَارِكُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ وَعِدْهُمْ وَمَا يَعْدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. And Allah says to the shaitan, you can stir up or excite with your voice whosoever is obedient from them and import on them with your school of thought or with your thought and your masculine manners, and be their partner in wealth and children. And shaitan promised them nothing except delusion. Now in the next surah, Surah Al-Anam 6 and Ayah 137, وَكَذَلِكَ زَيِّنَ لِكَثِيرًا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ قَتْلَ أَوْلَادِهِمْ شُرَكَاؤُهُمْ لِيُرْدُوهُمْ وَلْيَلْبِسُوا عَلَيْهِمْ دِينَهُمْ وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا فَعَلُوهُ فَذَرْهُمْ وَمَا يَفْتَرُونَ. And likewise for many mushriks associates who associate with Allah, their associators have made alluring the killing of the children and destroy them and to clothe their judgment on them. And if Allah had willed, they would have not done it. So leave them and whatever they are inventing. Now, similarly, likewise, for many of the mushriks Who are the mushriks associates who associates anything with Allah? In other words, they believe in Allah's ayahs, what Allah says, and also they believe their philosophies or somebody else's philosophy. You are associating with Allah with somebody else's philosophy. That is a mushrik. So Allah said, likewise, for many of the mushrik's associates, their associates with Allah have made alluring, meaning making it beautiful, the killing of their children and destroying them and to clothe their judgment on them. What they think is right, they make sure the child believes that. So this is how the father or the parents should be very careful. Since you are programmed into certain philosophies, into certain ideologies, and the associates who have been believing in the Quranic ayahs, and at the same time they are telling you something, so you listen to them, and when you listen to them, it allures you to kill your children and destroy them and clothe them, their own judgment upon them. So what they think is right, they make sure the child believes that. What the father or mother thinks right in their perspective, they make sure that it is being done. And the child can understand why it is being, I'm being forced like that. Because of his, he doesn't have intelligence. So this is how the mushriks, because my father must have come to know from people that this is good, it will go to, this thing will take him to Jannah. So that is why he makes sure to do so. Anyway, the killing of the children, destroy them and clothe them to the judgment. How you kill and destroy is because you are forcing something which is not understanding the people. The child cannot understand why I'm being treated like that, because of his less intelligence, because he doesn't know. And if Allah had willed, they would have not done it. So leave them and whatever they are inventing. You see, even if you want to educate the Quran, remember this, I want to make a point, even if you want to educate the Quranic ayahs to your children and teach them the moral ethics and the morality of the ayahs, the do's and the don'ts, remember one thing. You see, every human being has to go through the process as Allah has ordained. Except for Jesus being a born prophet, every man has to go to the wrong track first. Even if you teach him the right, correct thing to the child with your best possible way, the moral consciousness of the Quranic ayats, he will not believe in practice. The reason is that he is going through a process of age. You can't accept a 14-year-old or 13-year-old kid to be morally conscious like you. You have gone through all the wrongs you have done. The guilt should be there. How the moral, whenever you do mistakes, anybody, elder, I'm talking about adults, when we come to realization that we have done mistakes and we are accountable for that, it's a turning point that has to come from Allah. So you can't teach the children what is right and wrong, and yes, even if they know this is right and wrong, they will do wrong. If they know also, it's there, built in. You can't expect a child to know from the very child, this is right, this is wrong. He will repeat it to you, this is right and wrong. But he in the life, he will lie to you and will be doing wrong. That's the situation. So in spite of the fact, educating the Quran also, people say, well, from the childhood we must teach the Quran to the child. Child is a child. He thinks you are a backward person. So he wants to go forward in life. He thinks that he knows more better than you. So he wants to live the light as you were young and you led the life. You now making your child to do what you are doing at this old is not properly also. You are not even so inspired to do the right way. So you see, this is why even people who are being educated in the schools of religion, they have just memorized it. They have got good brains, they have understood it, but they don't practice. They are just giving vaaz, sermons for the people to educate, this is what Quran says over this religion is. But don't expect the young kid to practice. Until Allah guides. Guidance is something else and knowledge is something else. I know something but I am not guided towards it. So children can know in a young age this is right and wrong. But maybe what age he may take the guidance. Guidance is totally a different thing. When you guide yourself, then you make sure that you follow. So teaching level, we should teach the children from the childhood. People think, I have not studied, I must make sure that I must teach my children right. Because I was ignorant of so many things, so that doesn't mean he will take guidance. Guidance is you turn your life towards Allah and you are conscious of it and you want to amend your life. So you can't expect a young child, until it's an exceptional case, that he wants to be right in the nearness of God from the very childhood. Masses, I have not come across that children are living or conscious of the Quran or taking guidance. They may be memorizing it, they memorize in the schools and get A grades. This is going on. So Surah Mumtahina, 60 verse and Ayah 12. Ya yun nabiyyu idha jaakal mu'minat yubayi'naka ala Allah yushrikna billahi shay'a وَلَا يَسْرِقْنَا وَلَا يَزْنِينَا وَلَا يَقْتُلْنَا أَوْلَادَهُنَّا وَلَا يَأْتِينَ بِبُهْتَانٍ يَفْتَرِينَهُ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِنَّا وَأَرْجُلِهِنَّا وَلَا يَعْصِينَكَ فِي مَعْرُوفٍ فَبَايِعْهُنَّا وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُنَّ اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. O Prophet, when believing woman comes to you, you make a deal with you. Over that they will not associate anything with Allah, and they will not steal, and they will not commit adultery, and they will not kill their children, and they will not come with a slander or false charge, inventing for that which is between their hands and legs, and they will not disobey you in that which is known, acknowledged. Then have a deal with them and seek forgiveness for them from Allah. Surely Allah is all forgiving, merciful. And in Surah Al-Isra 17, Ayah 31, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ خَشْيَةَ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ إِنَّ قَتْلَهُمْ كَانَ خِطًا كَبِيرًا. And you do not kill your children from the fear of poverty. We give sustenance to them and to you. Surely their killing is a big mistake. يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ وَأَوْلَادِكُمْ عَدُوًّا لَكُمْ فَاعْذَرُوهُمْ وَإِنْ تَعْفُوا وَتَصْفَحُوا وَتَغْفِرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Oh, you believe, surely amongst your pairs or wives and your children are enemies for you. So be cautious of them, and if you pardon and shake hands and forgive them, then surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. Further says in this continuity, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةٌ وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Surely your wealth and your children are captivation, and near Allah is a great reward. Surah Al-Imran 3 and Ayah 14, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. Adornment for people is the love of desires for women and sons, and heaped up heap of gold and silver and marked horses and cattle and cultivated land. That is the enjoyment of the worldly life, and the beautiful resort is near Allah. Surah An-Nahl 16 and Ayah 58 and 59. وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدٌ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. when good news is given to one of them with a female, his face is overshadowed with blackness and he is suppressed with inward grief. يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءٍ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ أَيُّمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ أَلَا سَعَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. He pretends keep secret from the people with badness. What good news was given with it? Does he hold to it on disgrace or shame? And he buries it in the dust. What a bad behavior with what he governed or judged. Surah Zukhruf 43:18. Aba may yunashau fil hilyati wa fil khisami ghayr mubin. Is then who is being brought up in decoration luxury and he is in the quarrelsome controversy other than clarification. And Surah Takwir 81:8-9. And when she was buried alive, will be questioned with which sin she was being killed. Surah Al-Isra 17:23. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُل لَّهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُل لَّهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. And your Lord has accomplished that you do not serve anyone except Him, and be good with your parents when any one of them attain an old age, one of them or both of them near you. So do not say to both of them a word of contempt, dishonor, and do not deprive or repel both of them and say an honorable saying to both of them. And further he says, continuity, وَخْفِذْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُرْ رَبِّرْ حَمَهُمَا كَمَا رَبِّ يَعْنِي صَغِيرًا. And from the mercy, lower the wings in humility, humbleness for both of them, and say, O my Lord, be merciful on both of them, as they both cherished me when I was little. And Surah Al-Aqaf 46:17. وَالَّذِي قَالَ لِوَالِدَيْهِ أُفٍّ لَكُمَا أَتَعِدَانِنِي أَنْ أُخْرَجَ وَقَدْ خَلَتِ الْقُرُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِي وَهُمَا يَسْتَغِيثَانِ اللَّهِ وَيْلَكَ آمِنْ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقْ فَيَقُولُ مَا هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. And he who said to his parents, oof, word of contempt, dishonor for you, do you promise me that I will expel? And definitely ages have passed before me. And both of them seek aid from Allah. Woe to you! Have belief to his son. Surely promise of Allah is true. Then he says, this is nothing except lines of the earlier people. Surah Al-Ankabut 29:8. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا وَإِنْ جَاهَدَكَ لِتُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِي عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّيكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And we testify man to do good with his parents, and if they strive that you associate with me, then you do not, that you do not have knowledge with it, so do not obey them. You have to return towards me, then I will inform you with what you do. In Surah Luqman 31:15 ayah, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيَّ ثُمَّ إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّيكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And if they, the parents, strive with you so that you associate with me, of that you have no knowledge with it, so you do not obey them and accompany them with what is acknowledged, recognized in the world. So follow the way of the one who is a deputy towards me, then you will return towards me, so I will inform, prophesize you with what you are doing. Surah Luqman 31:33. Ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakum waqshaw yawman la yajzi walidun am waladi wala mauludun huwa jazin am walidihi shay'a inna wa'dallahi haqq fala taghurrunnakumul hayatud dunya wala yaghurrunnakum billahil ghurura. O mankind, take guard from your Lord and fear the day when no father can reward about his son, and no son can reward about anything to his father. Surely the promise of Allah is true, and let not the worldly life delude you, and let not him, the chief deceiver, delude you about Allah deluding. And Surah Luqman 31 and Ayah 34, إن الله عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث ويعلم ما في الأرحام وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير. Surely Allah has the knowledge of the hour near him. He sends down rain and he knows what is in the wombs, and no soul self-psyche can perceive what she will earn tomorrow, and no soul self-psyche can perceive in which land she will die. Surely Allah is knowing aware. Surah Aqaf 46:15. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شَهْرًا حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ شُدَّهُ وَبَلَغَ 40 سَنَةً. And we gave testimony to man to be nice, beautiful with his parents. His mother carried pregnant with him dislikingly, and she placed, gave birth to him dislikingly, and she carried pregnancy with him, and his separation weaning is 30 months until he reaches his maturity strength, that and he reaches 40 years. Baqarah 2:233. It refers to mothers. It says, "Wal walidatu yurdi'na awladahunna hawlaini kamilain." It simply means mother should feed them, their children, completing two surroundings. قَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ الصَّالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي إِنِّي تُبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَإِنِّي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. When he reached 40 years, he said, "O my Lord, allocate, assign me that I am thankful for your blessing that you bless over me and over my parents, and that I do correction, you are pleased with it, and correct for me in offsprings, descendants. Surely I return, repent towards you, and surely I am from the Muslim submitters." Now this ayah, Surah Tawbah 9:23 and 24. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattakhidhu aabaakum wa ikhwanakum awliya in istahabbul kufra ala al-iman. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَأُولَٰئِكَهُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. O you believe, do not take your fathers and sisters and your brothers as protectors if they seek to love rejection over belief. That is Ad-Din, the judgment of Islam attained. And whosoever from you take them as protectors, they are the oppressors. Say, if your fathers and sisters and your sons and your brothers and your pairs or wives and your relatives and the wealth to which you are committed and the businesses in which you fear a slum and the residence in which you are pleased, you have more love towards them than Allah and His Messenger and Jihad to strive in His way, then wait until Allah comes with His order and Allah does not guide the people who are liberals. Because in Surah Hud 11:45-46, there is a narration about Nuh alayhi salam and his son. وَنَادَى نُوحُ رَبَّ فَقَالَ رَبِّي إِنَّ ابْنِي مِنْ أَهْلِي وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقِّ وَأَنْتَ أَحْكُمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. And Nuh called his Lord, so he said, O my Lord, surely my son is from my family, and surely your promise is true, and you are the best governor of the governors. قَالَ يَا نُوحُ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ إِنِّي أَعِيدُكَ أَن تَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. He said, O no, surely your son is not from your family. Surely his deed or works is not corrected one. So you do not question me or ask me what you do not have any knowledge with it. Surely I sermon you that you will become from the ignorant one. Surah Hud 11:47. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ أَنْ أَسَلَكَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٍ وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Nuh says, O my Lord, surely I seek refuge with you that I question you or ask you with that I do not have knowledge with it. If you do not forgive me and do not have mercy on me, I'll be from the lost ones. And further he says, Surah Nuh 71:28, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِمَنْ دَخَلَ بَيْتِيَ مُؤْمِنًا وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَلَا تَزِدِ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا تَبَارًا. O my Lord, forgive me and my parents and those who entered in my house as believer and for the believing men and the believing women, and do not increase the oppressors except in destruction. So in Surah Maryam 19, Ayah 42-43-44, إِذْ قَالَ لِيَبِهِ يَا أَبَتِي لِمَا تَعْبُدُوا مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيَّا. When he, Ibrahim, said to his father, O my father, why do you serve those who do not listen, who do not have insight, and they cannot enrich you about anything? Further, Ibrahim said, يَا أَبَتِي إِنِّي قَدْ جَاءَنِي مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِكَ فَاتَّبِعْنِي أَهْدِكَ صِرَاطًا سَبِيًّا. Surely, O my father, without doubt there has come to me from the knowledge what did not come to you. So follow me, I will guide you on an even way. يَا بَتِي لَا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلرَّحْمَنِ عَصِيًّا. O my father, do not serve Satan. Surely the Satan is disobedient for the most gracious. So further Ibrahim said, Ya Abati inni akhafu an yamassaka adabun min ar-Rahman fatakuna lish-shaytani waliya. O my father, surely I fear the punishment touches you from the most gracious, so you will become a protector for Satan. Qala araghibun anta alihati ya Ibrahim لَإِلَّمْ تَنْتَهِ لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ وَهْجُرْنِي مَلِيَّا. He, Ibrahim's father, said, do you detest, dislike about my gods, O Ibrahim? If you do not stop, I will definitely stone you and leave me alone for a long time. قَالَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكَ سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي إِنَّهُ كَانَ بِحَفِيَّا. He said, peace be unto you. Soon I will seek forgiveness from my Lord. Surely He is affectionate with me. And then in Surah 26:86, وَغْفِرْ لِأَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الظَّالِّينَ. And forgive my father. Surely he was from those who astray. He said, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَى. First he says, O my Lord, make me one who established Salah, the prayer, and from my offsprings, O our Lord, accept my call. Rabbana filli wali walidayya. Walidayya means parents. Walil mu'mineen. Yawma yaqumul hisab. O our Lord, have forgiveness for me and for my parents and for the believers when the day of account is established. Surah Yusuf 12:97-98. Qalu ya abana istaghfir lana dhunubana inna kunna khati'in. Qala sawfa astaghfiru lakum rabbi inna huwa al-ghafur rahim. They said, O our Father, seek for us forgiveness for our sins. Surely we are the ones who commit mistake. He, that is Yaqub, said, soon I will see forgiveness for you from my Lord. Surely he, Allah, is the all-forgiving, most merciful. In Surah Al-Imran 3 and Ayah 37, in this Zakariya, Allah made Zakariya to adopt Maryam. Maryam, Zakariya al-Islam, Maryam was adopted by Zakariya al-Islam, the messenger of Allah. Now in Surah Yusuf, Yusuf al-Islam was also adopted because he was thrown in a well and the wife of Aziz, they both did not have a son, they adopted Yusuf al-Islam. So again the adoption is there. Surah Azab 33 says in Ayah 5, Ud'uhum li'abahim huwa aqsatu indallah. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَعْلَمُوا آبَاهُمْ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَمَوَالِكُمْ. Call your sons by your father's name. That is most justified in the nearness of Allah. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَعْلَمُوا آبَاهُمْ. So whom your fathers you don't know. فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. They are a brothers in the judgment. And they are your protectors. Al-Maidah
589.
All right. Okay, that says, لَا يُعَخِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ بِاللَّغْوِ فِي أَيْمَانِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يُعَخِذُكُمْ بِمَا أَقْدَتُمُ الْأَيْمَانِ فَكَفَّارَتُ إِطْعَامُ عَشَرَةِ مَسَاكِينَ مِنْ أَوْسَطِ مَا تُطْعِمُونَ أَهْلِكُمْ أَوْ كِسْوَتُمْ أَوْ تَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ ذَلِكَ كَفَّارَةُ أَيْمَانِكُمْ إِذَا حَلَفْتُمْ وَاحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ كَذَلِكَ يُبَيْنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِي لَعَلَّهُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah will not catch you with nonsensical or ungrammatical talk in your right. And He will catch you with what you fastened, tied the knot in your right. And the atonement amended for correction. Now you and your son had some relationship. Either you was wrong or either he was wrong. Now both of you want to amend. So you confess the confession where you were wrong, and then you have to do is feeding of the 10 needy persons in a particular aspect. In a particular aspect, you have to feed the 10 needy person from an average of what you feed to your family. Whatever the status by virtue you feed to your family, you have to take that average food, the same food, or garb them, or distinct of uniform, or liberate a free slave. Nowadays there is no liberation of slave. This is or. 10 people to feed or free the slave. Then whosoever does not find this, then fast for 3 days. This is the atonement or amendment correction of your right when you take an oath and preserve your right. Likewise, Allah clarifies His eyes, signs for you so that you may be thankful.
With this, we conclude our tonight's session. We would like to thank you all for your attendance. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.